Welcome everyone to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this July 13, 2017. This is Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. If you have not been to our website at livefreenow.org, let me suggest you do that because that's where you'll find a wealth of information, resources, education, and solutions to your freedom questions and concerns. We have this conference call every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. I'll be talking about a subject, and then I'll be answering your questions afterwards. Tonight, I'll be talking about the small business owner tax court judge who got charged, had to plead guilty, and now got a prison sentence of 34 months because she filed 1040 income tax confession forms and she paid what she thought she owed. How could it be? How could that happen? And how you can learn from it, especially as a small business owner, from this tax law expert, so you don't end up where she is in the federal prison for tax crimes that really is no crime happened in the first place to begin with. Folks, I believe there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. It's a huge fraud. It's a huge lie. But in America, folks, remember, we have a two-tier justice system. We have basically the way it works is people who are in power. If you're a big bank like Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, or you're a powerful politician or bureaucrat like Hillary Clinton, former FBI Director James Comey, former Department of Justice Chief Loretta Lynch, you're not going to be held responsible for your actions. You could violate the laws with impunity. And the average American, on the other hand, is forced to pay taxes, income taxes, that there's no law on the statutes, on the books, requiring them to do so. That's right, folks. Let me give you one quick, couple of good examples so you get this in context of the justice system we got. Hillary Clinton deliberately put the email server in her house and had on 13 different computer devices to get classified and top secret government documents by the thousands and more. That's deliberate that you set up something like that. And after she was told to give up these server and these computers that she used to the Congress under a congressional subpoena order, she destroyed those computers. She had with her lawyers. They all obstructed justice. They literally stopped and obstructed justice by destroying those computers and the servers and wiping them clean. And FBI Chief Comey went along with that whole process. Let them do that. When they talked to Hillary Clinton, they didn't record it like they always do. They didn't ask Hillary questions under oath, like they always do. Because if you lie to a federal agent, that's a crime. And I did not want to put that rope around Hillary Clinton's neck. And James Comey, the FBI director, just admitted in Congress, open and public, that I broke the law. He said, I leaked notes that I made while I was working for the government on government time, in government pay, performing my official functions as FBI director, meeting with the President Trump, made some notes about it, put it in my drawer. Later, I gave it to a friend to give to New York Times to publicize it so that we can get a special prosecutor appointed to investigate Trump and Russia connection. And my buddy, by the way, he's the one that's going to be the one they picked. He says that he openly broke the law. Openly, he said that. Why? Because he knows in America, we no longer have a government by the people, of the people, for the people. We have a government now by the big banks and corporations and their crooked politicians and their crooked bureaucrats and their crooked judges to protect the interest of the super rich banks and corporations who pay for the election campaign of these politicians and their connected buddies in the executive and judicial branch, while they're all enslaving you and the rest of the American people with a non-existent income tax law. It's simply not there. There's no law requiring the average America to file income tax. Be sure to go to livefreenow.org and don't take my word for it, folks. Do not take my word for anything or the government's or anybody else out there in the internet. Go to our education material at livefreenow.org. Watch the speech of Joe Bannister, one of my students, a former gun-carrying IRS special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division. Check out our $300,000 income tax reward. Go ahead and see how this law professor, Siegel, from a renowned George Washington University of Law, couldn't claim our $300,000 income tax reward to show the law that requires you to file income tax and more. Educate yourself, educate your Congress members, very important, your two senators and one House member. It's their job to clean up the government of these crooked deep state bureaucrats in IRS and the crooked judges who work with them to enslave you. They can impeach those judges. Congress should do that. And that's our job to let them know about it. So folks, I'm going to talk about all this. And you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, be sure to do that. We have a lot of great information you're going to find informative for you at our YouTube channel, of Freedom Law School. Become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook and get on our email list. We're going to give you free freedom education if you go to livefreedom.org and sign up for that 1 year of free education that you will not find other places, only through Freedom Law School. A very unique source you found out about, folks. Very unique. You will not find one like us out there. There is no other freedom-oriented law school out there, period. And Freedom Law School has a track record of winning and beating the IRS. Ourselves, Freedom Law School, myself, and our students. Just look at our victories listed at livefreenow.org for yourself. You can win too against the IRS and crooked governments. But it starts first with education. That's always the first. That's why I created Freedom Law School over 20 years ago. So folks, let's get to the subject of the conference call tonight. We're going to talk about this small business owner, tax court judge. I think if you're a small business owner especially, you'd be very interested to know about this. You know, very interested to know about this issue because this judge was also a small business owner, not just a chief judge of the U.S. Tax Court, but a small business owner. So go down, go to livefreenow.org, folks, okay? And after you go on the Freedom Law School's website, again, you should have your smartphone, laptop, personal computer, tablet with you with Freedom Law School to follow along, folks. Because you don't have to take my word for anything. You don't believe Payman, see for yourself. You be the jury, a fully informed jury. Okay? Go to livefreenow.org and under Education Material tab on the top right side, drop down to Eye-Opening Education. Go to the Eye-Opening Education, okay? You can click on Education Materials and go to Eye-Opening Education or drop down menu. And it says how to go to jail by the IRS in 3 easy lessons. Okay. The steps are listed there, 1, 2, 3. 1, file 1040 income tax retention form, misnamed return by the IRS. 2, pay what you think you owe on it. That's what this tax court judge, small business owner, Krupa did. Wait for the IRS to pick on your 1040 income tax confession form and disagree with your confessions and charge you criminally. Again, that is exactly what the IRS did to this former chief judge of the U.S. Tax Court, Judge Krupa. Okay. Now, if you click on that, the blue area there, okay, that's going to take you to the story about the judge getting charged. Okay, so it's going to take you to Forbes article article about this issue, about this judge. Okay, and here it is. It says former U.S. Tax Court Judge Krupa indicted for tax evasion, conspiracy, obstruction. It happened over a year ago, April 4, 2016. Folks, I went over this story on a previous conference call. Yeah, I'm not going to go over this one in too much, basically. You can read the article for yourself. It's there. And the article actually links, by the way, to the U.S. Department of Justice press release about it directly. So you can get to the actual source from the government about what happened here. But basically what happened here, folks, is, you know, she and her husband, you know, got charged together. And he had a business. She's part of it also, of course, because they're husband and wife and do stuff together. And the government basically said, your tax returns are not correct. Folks, who is the most knowledgeable tax expert you can find in America? A lawyer? A tax lawyer? How about a judge? The judge decides law. He's so good, he's got appointed to judge laws. How about a judge that specializes in taxes? Would that be a better choice even? The best advisor you could get? Well, this lady, Mrs. Krupa, was a tax court judge. In fact, she was so good that she was appointed to be the chief judge. Wow, the chief judge of the U.S. Tax Court. What you could not think of a more renowned expert in tax law in this country. I mean, Court of Appeal and sort of Supreme Court that review the tax court decisions, those guys deal with all kinds of different law, from, you know, patents, military law, Indians, money, finance, airplanes, railroads, airplanes, you name it, all kind of stuff. But this person, this tax court judge, specializes day in and out on tax law. So what happened? This lady pled guilty. As you see in the article, she pled guilty. If you go back to the livefreenow.org page we're at, click on the next link. It says she got 34 months of prison for 1040s she had filed and paid as she knew best. Click on it, folks. You see the article that comes up about that, folks. And she got 34 months, and her husband got 24 months. She got almost 3 years. That's with her pleading guilty, begging for mercy. And why would she plead guilty? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Below that, folks, you see a video. There's a link to it. You got to watch this video. If you've not watched this or heard all of it from with Freedom Law School's free freedom education package, you got to watch it here on our website. This is Joe Bannister, folks, a student of Freedom Law School back in late 1990s. He contacted me asking about the income tax issue. And I educated him along with others in the freedom movement. And he wrote a book about the income tax after he was convinced that the government's wrong. Gave it to the government, IRS, to respond to it when he was working with them still. The government could not show him the law that requires the average American to file the income tax, and he resigned. Has been exposing the income tax fraud since then to American people. The government has been invited on many occasions, the IRS, the White House, Congress, heads of Congress, Department of Justice, lawyers, U.S. attorneys have been invited to come and debate him publicly about the legality of tax, and no one from the government shows up. Even though the debates are set up right there in Washington, D.C., the government could not send one agent, one lawyer, to refute Joe Bannister's conclusions that the income tax system is a giant scam, a fraud on the American people, a ripoff. Now, you're going to watch this video on your own, folks. You got to do that. Share it with your friends. Share this page with your friends, folks. But you know what Joe Bannister told me? He told me when he was with the IRS for 5 years, he went after four people and got all those four people charged. And they all pled guilty or got convicted. And you know something interesting? All of those four people he went after were small business owners who filed 1040 income tax confession forms, just like Judge Krupa of the U.S. Tax Court, small business owner. Isn't that interesting, folks? The IRS has a vendetta against small business owners. They want to crush you out of existence. They want to make you a wage earner, a wage slave, like most everybody else out there. Work for big corporate slave modern plantations. In 5 years, they gave this agent in California, Joe Bannister, to go after small business owners. Not big business, medium-sized business, or even wage earners, small business owners. So if you're a small business owner, you should know you are a big target of the IRS. And why is that? The reason, and you're a big target of the IRS. First of all, Bob, these four people, remember, they all filed. And Joe Bannister told me that whenever he went after his targets as IRS special agent, he always was a regular protocol procedure of the IRS to request a copy of the previous 1040 income tax confession forms that his targets had confessed and filed with the IRS and used that information against them. Look what those 1040 forms show, verified under oath by the victim himself. And that is the key to their investigation. And that is what they put before the jury, that the person filed these things under penalty of perjury, means under oath, swearing it's all true, correct, and complete. Any little thing, boom, Drew Marissa God, I'm just like tax court judge, small business owner, Judge Kuma. So easy to do. Because when you file the 10-4 income tax confession filer, you give all the tools to the government to get you. You see, folks, I know how it is in a small business. I've talked to a lot of people. I'm 54. It's tough as a small business owner to survive out there. Your competition is underbidding prices. And you are forced to lower your prices. Lower than you want to. Maybe you're a construction guy. You got some illegal aliens from Mexico competing against you. You cannot compete with them. Maybe you're a real estate or insurance agent or some network marketer. And things are not going as well as they should because you don't have no guaranteed salary like urban workers have. And so you have some bad months. You know, things are tough. You cannot pay one third of what you earn on your own voluntarily to the IRS. You're short. That's right, folks. The small business owners effectively pay about one third or more of what they make net income in taxes. Imagine you earn $1,000, $350 of it goes out the window. What if you're not making that much? You're sure that your business is slow. Things didn't go very well last few months. You can't make that quarterly payment. You don't have the money at the end of the year to send to the IRS. So what do you do? What do most small business owners do? They report only part of their receipts. They make up expenses. They, as a small business owner, you things that are not expense, you claim it as expense. You have lunch with your wife or friend. You call it a legitimate business meeting that you discuss business. The vacation you took, you call it a business vacation. All kind of creative stuff. Small business owners are forced to do. To have more expense on not claiming income or make more aggressive depreciation and amortization so that they reduce that net income and taxes that they do not have to pay to the IRS. Judge Krupa, small business owner, there's no difference. Same predicament. Problem is, however, by giving all that information to the IRS and signing it under oath, under penalty of perjury, you put the rope around your neck for the IRS to use against you. And when they do, what kind of a defense do you have available? Oops, it was a mistake. Oh, I forgot to include that expense. Oh, maybe that was not exactly a business expense. Or even maybe the government expert disagreed with your interpretation of the law. Yes, folks, think about that. Even if you did everything right, folks, if the government IRS agent says your accountant didn't do it right, you will be held responsible and you will go to jail, not your accountant. Joe Bannister, the former IRS special agent, told me that one of his victims that went to trial when he was the IRS special agent, his accountant testified on the stand at the trial that there's a reasoning why he did those deductions or expenses the way he did. Then the government had put the IRS agent on the stand, and the IRS agent said, well, he's wrong. The way it should have been done properly was this other way. Now, rather than letting the jury decide, well, which one is right or wrong, or that, well, there are some differences of opinion on how tax law could or should be applied, because after all, the tax law is fairly complicated and everybody doesn't get it right. Instead, folks, Joe told me that the IRS lawyer convinced the judge to instruct the jury, tell them that the correct way to fill out those tax returns was the way the IRS agent on the stand testified. How do you like that? Crooked government U.S. attorney with a U.S. Department of Injustice convincing his double crooked judge buddy to go along with the crime and conspiring to obstruct justice, to pervert justice. That's what that judge and U.S. attorney did. They perverted justice. They violated justice by telling the jury that the only way to do that small business owner's tax return correctly was the way the IRS agent said it, that the CPA, his opinion was worthless and wrong, and he should not have relied on that. Wow. See, you have, as a small business owner, you have a lot of, you know, expenses, depreciation, credits, schedule. You have to fill out this schedule, that schedule, and you are relying on your bookkeepers, CPAs, accountants, these experts in tax law to do all the schedules and paperwork for you. They don't do it right. Just like Judge Krupa, small business owner, she had other people do it for her, and you held responsible. If the small business owner, who is also a tax court judge like Judge Krupa, couldn't get it right, and the best thing she could do was to plead guilty and get almost 3 years of prison time while she's in her 60s. Can you do better than her? What are your chances? Do you know the tax law better than this tax court judge? And remember, the IRS, over 90% of people that they put in jail, I covered this at the last week's conference call, July 3rd, 2017 conference call. Over 90% of people, over 9 out of 10 people the IRS puts to jail are people who filed 1040 income tax confession forms. Less than 10% of people the IRS went after to try to put him in prison were people who did not file a 1040 income tax confession form. And even though IRS said back in 1996, there were 63 million non-filers at that time. That's right, 63 million. Over 20 years ago, the IRS said that. The number now has got to be over 70 million now. Yeah, the IRS puts in jail about over 2,000 people a year, roughly, and 200 of them is non-filers. Most of them are filers, and great, this percentage of them are small business owners like tax court judge Krupa went to jail. Folks, let me tell you something. Let me compare what this judge Krupa did with it, with what happened to a patriot leader, Larkin Rose. Larkin Rose was a proponent of the 861 of the IRS code section argument. I was at his trial in Pennsylvania. Okay. Judge Krupa was charged, I think, for about 6 years of tax returns, if I remember right. I can look it up. But about 6 years, folks. Well, Larkin Rose was charged with 5 years of tax issues. Well, Larkin Rose had not filed at 1040 at all. And he was a small business owner, too, just like Judge Krupa. And Judge Krugman was looking at going to prison for all, you know, literally, she could have gotten about, technically, I think about, I forgot, 70 or 90 years of prison sentence. All the charges, convicted maximum prison could have been 70 to 90 years. Death sentence, basically. Life imprisonment. Okay? Especially when you're in your 60s, like Judge Krugman. So, Larkin Rose had that file, and he lost. He wasn't able to properly defend himself, as he should have, in my opinion, unfortunately. He wasn't as prepared as he should have been. And for 5 years of not filing, the judge told him, well, if you file now, I'll consider that. Because now, you know, you are recognizing you should file, go ahead and file. And he filed. And he only got 12 months of prison. About one third of what Judge Krugman got. They both got charged for about the same number of years, 6 years for Judge Krugman, 5 years for Larkin Rose. But Krugman got 34 months of jail, Judge Krugman, whereas Larkin Rose got only 12 months. Of course, there's defenses available for you as a non-filer, which is called the law. The law is on your side. And you can take that law to the jury if necessary. And you should do that. Let's go to Freedom Law School's website again, livefreenow.org, under education materials, and go down, click on it, and go down to Educate Congress. Under education materials, go to Educate Congress, folks. And I want to say this, educate yourself first, of course. Then you should, you ought to. This is your right, your duty. To educate your House of Representative member and their two senators about this income tax scam that the U.S. attorneys, the IRS, and crooked judges have imposed on the people against the law. Folks, this is a conspiracy, treason happening by these people and the IRS and the lawyers, the government, and the judges conspiring to protect a crooked system. Let me tell you something else, folks. Do you know Joe Bannister was never even charged by the IRS for not having filed tax returns? He's openly said he hasn't filed since the year 2000. And I've said the same thing. You know, the IRS didn't come after me nor Joe Bannister to trap us in prison. You know why? Because they'll know all of this stuff is going to go before the jury. All this material, all this information, research. The law is going to be seen by the jury because we are relying on the law and the jury will get to see the law. So usually the judges, the crooked judges, at the behest of the government, lawyers, keep the law from the jury to see. But in these non-filing tax cases, by law, they must allow the jury to see any law that you relied upon, based on which you decided not to file 1040 income tax confession forms. That's why the IRS doesn't want to go after Joe Bannister, because Joe Bannister will effectively government on trial, the IRS on trial, be acquitted and get 12 new converts to the freedom movement and make headlines that patriot leader, tax honest leader Joe Bannister beat the IRS in court, not guilty to not filing charges. Well, wait a minute, maybe I'm not required to file either then. The crooks in government don't want the American people like you to know, so they don't ever charge him criminally. Same thing with me. They know if they come after me, all of this will go before the jury. All of this. And it's on this page you see it, on Educate Congress. Okay? They don't want to come after us. Now, what you should do, every one of you folks, this material is here for you for free. This is a part of Freedom Law School's First Amendment. Right to speech, association, press, assemble. For common redress of grievance with our government that we want to We have a right to, we have a need, we have a duty to take to our representatives in government and educate them to stop this scam. I have a proposed redress grievance letter on the downloads, the first thing. And the other attachments goes with it are right there to go along with it to send to congressmen and senators. Because these people in Congress have the power to remove these crooks in IRS and the U.S. Department of Injustice. They have the power also to impeach and fire those crooked judges who knowingly and deliberately are protecting this corrupt criminal racket instead of upholding their oath to God and the American people to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and the laws of the United States. Right there, folks, on his face, you see Donald Trump takes that oath. Everyone in government, the executive branch, officers, IRS agents, U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, congressmen, judges, they all take the same oath. Without that oath, they cannot take the jobs of government. But then once they take that place, they go spit on that oath they just took. They step on it. Doesn't matter. We just go along with the program. Whoever pays the bills of us getting here, we owe him our allegiance. Who is that? The big banks, corporations, the super rich. Everybody off. The leadership of both Republican and Democratic Party. The crooked establishment who's against President Donald Trump, who's the outsider. The media is owned by the big banks and corporations. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, right? New York Times, LA Times, your major daily newspaper, Time Magazine, they're all owned by the same band of powerful, super rich crooks that own the politicians and the judges and the people in the executive branch. So it's, folks, we got to take this issue to our representatives in government. That's the only avenue open to us. You cannot go to the IRS, they'll ignore you and fine you. You cannot go to court, they'll kick you out, maybe even fine you. So your only avenue left that you should do is to write your congressmen and senators. And I encourage you strongly to do that. Once you do that, folks, guess what? The government will not want to put you on trial for non-filing because they know you have all this defense to take to jury and you'll be acquitted. They don't want to take that chance. I'd rather go after an ignorant patriot, you know, that just doesn't do his homework. You do your homework. This Educate Congress is free right here. You can do it on your own if you like, or you can get with Freedom Law School. It's also part of our educational packages, freedom packages. If you go under at livefreedom.org under course packages and click on that, on the course packages, is included in the Royal Freedom Package, the Simple Freedom Package, and the Beginner's Freedom Package. Because it's so critical that we all act together to affect change, lawful, peaceful, non-violent change. The system is there for us to use. Because in America, folks, they cannot punish you for exercising your First Amendment rights, especially this kind of a political exercise of your First Amendment rights, which is the highest form of free speech. That's a no-no. In other countries, they could. A lot of places, they would. Where I came from, Iran, in the 1960s and 70s, they did. In America, they don't do that. That's one of the few things they do respect, fortunately, in America, is that First Amendment rights. And at the same time, you protect yourself. Folks, before, as a small business owner, you send that, fill out that quarterly report and check to the IRS. Maybe before you file a tax confession form by April 15th or extension till October 15th, you got, think about this. Research it, read it, understand it, folks. I'll put it all there for you. I think once you really go through it, you'll be amazed and shocked like we lost the control of our governments. They no longer work for us. They're just slave masters to us. We are the slaves that want to, need to have a right to free ourselves with all peaceful, lawful means available from this modern slavery with the law in our hands. Do that, folks. Get with Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. Tell your friends about this, folks. Let's all act together. Have you be free and have everybody else be free. And something else, folks. If you're not a small business owner, you're a wage earner, salary person, same thing. You should do this first before you try to, or at the same time, you try to get your employer to stop withholding from your paycheck. Okay? You can stop that if you want to, because the law says there's no law requiring to have withholding from your pay. And I've covered this in our conference calls before. But make sure you do this first or at the same time. Make the record clear. Give a record to take to jury in case the crooks in government want to make an example out of you. You'll spit back on their own faces. Okay. And at the same time, folks, you are contributing, putting pressure, education to our representatives in government to do enforce the laws and get rid of this deep state crooks and corruption in the executive and the judicial branch of government that is insistent upon keeping American people in state. Remember, folks, Donald Trump wanted to stop foreigners from coming to America. He had every right to do that under the Constitution and laws passed by Congress. Several crooked U.S. District Court judges usurped authority illegally. Illegally, they said, Donald Trump, the president, the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy cannot do that, cannot protect us from foreigners. Foreigners have a right to come to America. This is religious discrimination of foreigners who have a right to come to America. Nonsense, folks. And then at the courts of appeal, some of them agreed with that nonsense. They also usurped and violated the Constitution and their oath to uphold the Constitution. It took the Supreme Court recently to reverse all that. Folks, this is serious. We got to take our country and government back. You take your freedom back. Okay, you take your money back from these thieves and crooks because it's yours. The law says the money is yours, not theirs. If they can show you the law that requires you to file and pick up tax, go ahead. File and pay. Please, I have this on Freedom Law School's website. We're not here to obstruct the laws. Oh, no, not at all. Freedom Law School is here to have the laws enforced as written. The U.S. Constitution and laws as written, not the way the government lawyers in the U.S. Department of Injustice have convinced their double crook brothers on the bench, the judges, to twist and turn the law to fit their corrupt system. I don't buy that. The highest law of the land is the Constitution. Congress makes those laws, not judges. These unelected judges cannot make laws. When they do that, they bring crooks, they bring criminals, they commit treason against you. Treason. And I think they should be tried for treason after being impeached. So anyhow, that's the subject of the conference call for tonight, folks. If anybody has any questions, you're welcome to ask it right now. I'll be happy to answer for you. Again, check out our YouTube channel. There's a lot of great information. The previous conference calls of Freedom Law School, especially from since January of 2017, a lot of new informative conference calls with classes I've done that I think you'll find very informative. Go to our Blog Talk Radio, they're listed there. They're also listed on our Facebook page, the postings of the Freedom Law School's posts. Become a fan of Freedom Law School, stay in touch with us. And we're here to help you, folks. Freedom Law School is here to help you. Live free now, and together restore freedom in America. I think I have someone from Eric 864 with a question. Do you have a question? Call from Eric 864. Okay, no question there. Okay. So, folks, thank you for listening and joining me. Tell your friends about us, folks. No, no, no. Tell your spouse first. Educate your spouse. Then your brothers, sisters, parents, and children. That's right. Educate your own family first. Then go to your friends and coworkers. Let them be educated. We all got to do it together, folks. I can't do it alone. You cannot do it alone. The more of us get involved, folks, the more unstoppable we become. And we have restore freedom and peace and prosperity to your life and to that of all America. Thank you for listening. Good night, everybody.